happy Thanksgiving to you. If I don't talk to you tomorrow, I'll be here though. And so if you happen to be, you know, in between families, you know, family houses and relatives' houses, driving around or maybe getting a little bit of early shopping in, I'll be here for you. So you can tune in tomorrow live right here on News Radio 92.3. And Friday, we have a Florida State football game. They're playing Florida. The pregame is at 4 o'clock, so because of that, we won't have a show on Friday. So because of that, I'll go ahead and cover a little bit of our jobs report today. Jobs report came out early this week because of the holiday. And so here in the state of Florida, our new filings for unemployment stayed about the same. We only went up 35. It is still a bit higher than what it is, like where it was before Hurricane Ian. And we brought this up many times before, that it looks like basically Hurricane Ian happened, our unemployment just jumped up through the roof. And it's been steadily coming down. This is the first week where we've seen it stayed the same. But we're still probably close to 600 to 1,000 new filings this week compared to what we usually were pre-Hurricane Ian. Now, what about continued unemployment? That did drop a little bit. We dropped about 300 people off of the rolls, so that's good news. Nationwide, the story's not as nice. We had 47,000 new filings for unemployment this past week. Almost 48,000. So it jumped up to 248,000 total new filings for unemployment. That's a dramatic increase. Now, it did go down a little bit last week, if you recall. And last week was the first week in out of 4 weeks that we saw the continued unemployment numbers drop. Remember, it dropped about 20,000? Pretty good. 25,000 people? That was pretty good. It dropped down. That means that people obviously went out and got jobs. So the continued unemployment numbers dropped dramatically. This week, not good at all. Jumped up 107,000. This is definitely a sign that the labor market is cooling, as we've had 4 out of the past 5 weeks, we've seen an increase in the continued unemployment. So, and a dramatic increase in the new filings for unemployment this past week, 47,000. So, yeah, when you look at, because you can look at things and you go, well, if we're having a lot of new filings for unemployment, some people look at that and they go, well, that's a pretty significant, you know, that's a pretty significant thing to look at. Well, not really, as long as the 47,000 people who got fired were able to find a job the very next week, then it's okay. You know what I mean? But, and that's why we look at the continued unemployment rate to see whether that's going down, because that tells us whether the people who got laid off previously were able to go get jobs. If they weren't able to, then they are counted in the continued unemployment rate. If they were able to, then that number goes down. So when we see a dramatic increase, I mean, look, we just jumped up 24% more people filed for unemployment this week than last week. That's pretty significant. 24% more people filed for unemployment this week compared to last week. And 100,000, almost 10% higher, more people on continued unemployment. So that's definitely strong signs of a cooling labor market. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, which surprises me because we're in now, you know, we are in a situation where you usually get temporary hiring being done, right? So it's kind of like, oh man, speaking of hiring, he's doing just what I said he'd do. Elon Musk went ahead and laid off a whole bunch of people at Twitter and is starting to rehire. Yeah, he was just purging. He's just getting rid of the bad apples. Getting rid of the bad apples, and he was going to replace those bad apples. Sure enough, he started hiring people back over at Twitter. By the way, today, he posted on Twitter. Was it today or yesterday? It was yesterday. Last night, he found in his, all he tweeted out was this: found in a closet at Twitter headquarters, for real. And then he has a couple of rolling on the floor laughing emojis. It's shelves filled with t-shirts that just say hashtag stay woke. That's right. In Twitter's headquarters, there's a closet filled with t-shirts that just say hashtag stay woke. that's a little bit of a glimpse of what the problem might be over in the Twitter sphere. Holy cow. All right. And then speaking of the of hiring and everything, over the past 20 years, Florida has the sixth highest percentage of employment growth. The sixth highest. I was actually kind of surprised at that first. I thought we'd be one or two. I figured Texas would be number one or two, and we'd be the other one. Texas is fifth highest percentage. Oh, really? Okay. So we grew 39%. We had 39% more jobs over the past 20 years. That's still fantastic. So that's the sixth highest most. Texas came in fifth highest, followed by Arizona. Okay, I can see that. Arizona had a lot of growth over the past 20 years. Then Nevada, yeah, same thing there. Nevada had tons of growth with Las Vegas and Reno area. So what's number two and number one? Number two would be Idaho, and number one is Utah. And it's by far, like, Utah grew like 56% in jobs over the past 20 years. Idaho just under 50%. And we know that a lot of Californians were moving to Arizona and to Nevada over the past, over many, many years now, more than 20 years. And I think what has happened is over the, so basically 30 years ago, Californians were moving to Arizona and Idaho. I mean, sorry, Arizona and Nevada. And then over the past 20 years, they still moved there, but then they started trying to find other places to go to, and that's where they moved to Idaho. We know that Idaho, during the pandemic, had the highest percentage of job growth and move-ins. But here's what's interesting. There were some states that actually had negative job growth over the past 20 years. Yeah, including Illinois. Illinois ended up losing 2% of its jobs over the past 20 years. They lost 100,000 jobs since 2000. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are seeing some slow traffic on I-10 in a couple different areas. First off, eastbound at the 9 Mile exit, we have an accident that's causing some delays. This is going to be right after you get past the 9 Mile exit, but you'll start, if you're getting on eastbound at 9 Mile, you'll start seeing those delays right at the exit. And in the opposite direction, westbound at 29, we had an accident a little while ago, and then we had someone get pulled over kind of in the same area. So really just seeing some congestion in that area. I-10 is extremely busy tonight due to the traveling day we're having. But if you do see something else or you have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
I saw this. So we're talking about Illinois lost 2%. Here's the other states that lost jobs over the past 20 years. Ohio, Maine, I already mentioned Illinois, Mississippi, and the worst, sorry, not Mississippi, Massachusetts, I'm sorry. And then the worst is Michigan. Michigan had the lowest, they lost 7% of jobs over the past 7 years. Now, of course, a lot of that has to do with the car industry and how much things have shifted and changed in the car industry. But still, that's a lot right there. It's tough. It's a tough one. But when you look at that too, you go Michigan and Ohio and Illinois. Where do those people go when they're trying to find a job? When they left Illinois, where did they go? Oh, a lot of those we know came down here to Florida. So we know that's where a lot of the job growth came from, was that area. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you. Got a text here. Says, ask the Twitter employees how that worked out for that. Once Elon took over. Yeah, their hashtag staying woke didn't work out so well for him. Those are the ones he got rid of. He got rid of the stay woke crowd. And now he's rehiring to fill their positions with people who they might be woke, but they're not going to be in your face as bad as what the previous employees were. There's, I saw this story here. there was a huge poll online. 40,000 people participated, and people were asked, what time is the best time to start Thanksgiving? Like your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. What time? The most popular answer was between 3 and 4:30 p.m. Yeah, about a third of us think that dinner should start later than that, though. 23% said a little bit earlier. But between 3 and 4 was the most popular answer right there. I don't know what time. Just like when the food's done. I don't know. Do you have any ideas on that, Gracie?
Not really, but I have kind of a funny story. Not okay. Last year, but the year before last year, for some reason, we were trying to cook the turkey in some different way, and we were cooking it outside in this new like gadget thingy-mabobber. We were supposed to eat at like 3:30. Around like 3 o'clock when you're like, oh, okay, let's check the turkey. Not cooked. Like, not at all.
Oh, no.
So that year, we didn't eat till like 9 o'clock.
Oh,
so that's why
no.
I wanted to say that.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah, I've heard of that happening to people before. Or they get the turkey, they didn't thaw it out enough. And so when they try to cook it, it didn't cook all the way through. And yeah, I've heard those stories as well. So
yeah. At first, we were cranky, but then we were just laughing about it. Like, yeah. I cannot believe this is happening.
At some point, you just got to laugh about it. Exactly. Yeah. We're talking about all the jobs that got lost in Michigan and Illinois. So where did all those jobs go? And he just says, I'll tell you where they went. They went on welfare. I was saying they moved down here to Florida or to Texas. It's like, nope, they went to welfare. You actually might be right on that. It's Spence Colt right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom.
Pumpkin pie, oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. Oh, won't you save it, baby? Won't you save it? Oh, won't you save it all for me?
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go to David Wayne over the newsroom.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news to this hour. Police investigating the murders of those four University of Idaho students. Now looking into a report that one victim, Kaylee Goncalves, may have had a stalker. Police Captain Roger Lanier says they're trying to determine if that report is true.
We have followed up looking at specific time frames in specific areas of town. So far, we have not been able to corroborate it, but we're not done looking into that piece of information.
And police in Idaho say they've received over 1,000 tips, conducted over 150 interviews today in a press conference. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry said his officers are hunting down every lead they can. Bobby, a lot of people are hitting the road to celebrate Thanksgiving, but before you know it, Thanksgiving will be in the rear view. It's going to be Black Friday. The National Retail Federation says this year more than 166 million American people are expected to be shopping from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. That's 8 million people more than last year. And a lot of people say they're shopping because the deals are good. Others say it's just a tradition for them. But the National Retail Federation says that they believe most people are going to be spending their money on Black Friday instead of Cyber Monday. Another box truck hit the graffiti bridge today. It's the second time it's happened this month. That truck was stuck underneath the bridge earlier. Pictures showed a lot of damage to the roof. The last truck that crashed into the bridge met a similar fate November 4th. And before that, a truck hit the bridge in October.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a busy bridge week or busy bridge month.
Yes.
Here.
Boy, it really peeled the roof on that truck back, too. It looked bad.
Yeah. It's wild because it looks like a can opener. Just like,
yes.
You know, like just took a can opener to it.
Do we have a head count for what it's been this year? It's double digits, I think.
Yeah, it's easily double digits.
Yeah.
I think so. We're in the low teens, 12 or 13.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so as well. So, yeah, that's got to watch out for the bridge.
If the bridge wins.
Renting a truck.
So. The bridge wins every time.
I know. I'm wondering if the people who are hitting it, though, are like new to the area or they're just visiting or something like that. That's what makes me wonder because like everybody seems to got to know about the bridge, right? I don't know. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Our slowdowns on I-10 have cleared up. We are checking in clear. It's still very busy on I-10 in both the east and westbound direction. So keep that in mind, but 29 and 90 looking good throughout Pensacola. I-110, north and southbound directions are checking in clear with no major slowdowns. And 98, no accidents to report. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I do want to get... Well, first of all, let me share this here. Is your favorite Thanksgiving food turkey? Only 18% in a big poll said yes. That's it. 55% of people also said if they do like turkey, more people like white meat. 45% prefer the dark. The thing is, I always preferred dark meat because it was more moist. It had more oils to it and everything. But then I realized it's because the turkey I was eating was always dry. Like you got to have the turkey's got to be brined properly and cooked well. If it's overcooked and it's too dry, then the white meat gets the brunt of the dryness. So as long as the white meat is moist, yes, the white meat's better. And so it just takes a little bit. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, average home prices in Escambia County. What is it looking like? I'll tell you coming up next. Escambia County home sale prices hit $270,000 last month. That is up compared to last year. You know, we talk about this nationwide and even here in Escambia County, we see real estate sales dropping. We've started to see real estate prices dropping as well. But when you compare it to last year, I mean, 9.5% up, that's huge. Year over year basis, that's pretty big. And prices have still continued to rise. The number of houses sold rose by 39% from a year earlier. So we thought last year was a big sales year, but we actually are 40% more sales this year than last year during the same period of time. So the market's still pretty hot market. As Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty stated, it's a normalizing market now, and the high interest rates of the mortgages, and I say high, they're not that high, the higher interest rates are not really slowing things down that dramatically. They are slowing down a little bit, but not a huge amount. Now, nationwide, we just had a big surprise report. Home sales actually went up in the month of October for new homes, particularly, and the biggest category where home sales increased was your more expensive houses. Kind of a bizarre trend right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Got your sports hit on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Defense call right now, Bobby Ross. You know how we were talking about Elon Musk and how he found a closet full of hashtag stay woke shirts. You're getting the left melting down over him taking over. And a lot of them are saying that they're leaving Twitter. And the mainstream media, when they cover the Twitter story, they make it sound like, oh, people are hemorrhaging. They're getting out of the Twitter. Elon Musk is losing all these people. But then Elon Musk posts Twitter's actual, he posts a chart of Twitter's added 1.6, they've added 1.6 million daily active users in the past week alone. Oh, really? Yeah. Daily active users. Apparently, they have some sort of chart that they've been running for a while, and so he just showed they're actually at an all-time high for daily active users. Now, there's the one thing about this, because I immediately saw some people going, wait a minute, I thought the whole reason why Elon Musk didn't want Twitter was because, you know, why he changed his mind is because it had all these fake accounts. So now he's sitting there bragging about all the fake accounts. No, he's talking about daily active users. That's different than total accounts. And so the total accounts is one thing, and that's going to include a lot of the robot accounts and things that they're hoping to address and hoping to get rid of. But the daily active users is, you know, those are the people who are actually using Twitter, and it's an all-time high. Oh, mainstream media doesn't cover that part, do they? Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, the World Cup update. We've got, well, the big upset was Japan beating Germany earlier today, and they ended up beating them 2-1. Morocco and Croatia ended up in a draw at 0 apiece. Then Spain crushed Costa Rica earlier today, and Canada fought hard, but they lost to Belgium 1-0. And the NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, 6:30. Dallas Mavericks taking on the Boston Celtics. After that, you'll have the Clippers taking on the Golden State Warriors. Right? See here. Earlier today, a lot of college basketball already finished up. Number 15, Kentucky beat North Florida. Number 7, Baylor beat McNeese State. Ohio State upset number 21, Texas Tech. Wisconsin beat Dayton. Number 3, Kansas beat NC State. Right now underway, you've on ESPN2. USC taking a big lead against BYU, 70-54. Number 14, Arizona looking to upset Creighton, who's ranked 10th, 78-66. That game is on ESPN. So a 12-point lead right there for number 14, Arizona. And number 11, Indiana University is playing Little Rock, and they're beating them already 12-7. That game just getting underway. Then coming up tonight, you've got number 22, Tennessee playing Butler. Number 13, Auburn playing Northwestern. And number 9, Arkansas is playing number 17, San Diego State University. NHL hockey going to be getting underway tonight at 6 o'clock, including the Florida Panthers against the Boston Bruins. That will be on ESPN+. Then in your on TNT, you've got some hockey tonight. At 6:30, the Philadelphia Flyers are playing the Washington Capitals. When that game is over, Ottawa will be playing Las Vegas around 9 o'clock on TNT. I got your sports news coming up here right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good throughout Pensacola. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. As you move out of Pensacola towards Mobile, you will see some slight slowdowns due to an accident. This is going to be before the Baldwin Beach Express, again, in the westbound direction due to an accident if you're moving out of Pensacola towards Mobile. Other than that, we're checking in clear. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. The Jets have decided to bench quarterback Zach Wilson. Not only are they benching him, he's going to be inactive for Sunday's game. So he's not even going to be the backup in this week's game. Wow. Now they said it's so he can reset as a quarterback. He's 5-2 on the year, though. The two losses were against the Patriots, where he did play bad against in both those games. But Well, boy, that seems pretty harsh right there, especially they make him inactive completely. The Bears quarterback, Justin Fields, says he has a separated shoulder. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is in concussion protocol. He's been ruled out against the Chiefs. And the Texans have benched their quarterback, David Mills, in favor of Kyle Allen ahead of the game against the Dolphins. And in college football, seven Michigan State players face assault charges after that post-game brawl with Michigan players. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to be talking about inflation's effect on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, if at all.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. The Jets' decision to bench Zach Wilson could have long-term consequences. If they ever do come back to him, his confidence could be shot. There's always a chance he'll have to move on from the number two overall pick in the 2021 draft. But mental toughness is arguably the most important trait for a quarterback. If Wilson can't handle this adversity, is he really the guy to lead your franchise? We'll find out soon enough. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. How's inflation affecting Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, or upcoming Black Friday and Cyber Monday? We don't know for sure yet, but according to consumers, they're going to be spending about an average of $500 on Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping events, and that is 12% up from last year. And looking at it here, though, it looks like shoppers plan to rely more on credit cards and buy now, pay later, like layaway options, in order to get their shopping done. So it's like, okay, so even though inflation's around, shopping's going to be up for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but the way we're going to do it is by just going to get in credit. Oh, like the federal government does. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. By the way, we haven't hit Black Friday yet. We haven't even hit Cyber Monday, but we can see that evidence that this is probably what's going to happen, that people are going to use more credit, because according to a Federal Reserve report, there's been a sharp increase in credit card applications. Oh. Now, the credit card applications are not just from like the past week getting ready to buy, you know, Black Friday stuff or Cyber Monday stuff. It's been happening over the past few months. A dramatic increase in credit card applications. The credit card application rate was 26.7%. It's 3 percentage points higher than what it was this same time in 2021. The number of credit card applications rejected has actually gone up, though, as well. So a lot more applications, but a lot of rejections as well. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top stories on FoxNews.com on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
I want to thank you for being so nice, man. I want to thank you for giving me my pride. Sweet kisses to you. Everything you do, I know I'll never find another one like you. If I do, my love, it won't be true. Oh man, my darling, how can I forget you? I remember the first day that we met. I taught you how to smoke your first cigarette. You were so sweet and everything
Just to hold and squeeze all of your sweet loving charm.
With Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, in case anybody happens to have one too many during Drinksgiving tonight or any time over the holiday break, AAA bringing back their tow-to-go program. AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins says they will actually send a tow truck out to pick up both you and your vehicle free of charge. But he does say it should be used as a last resort.
Please, before you party this Thanksgiving weekend, make sure that you have your plan in place. Identify a designated driver or a ride-sharing service. Have all of that planned out before your first drink.
But if you need to use that service, it's available to members or non-members by calling 855-2-TOW-2-GO.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. We have, deadly mistake is what it says. Deadly mistake. So deadly mistake is pertaining to that Idaho situation. I can't get away from this terrible story. We mentioned it the other day, but now it's the top story on FoxNews.com. Again, our national news partner. If you're not familiar with this, there was four co-ed students at University of Idaho who were, for lack of a better word, they were slaughtered. And they were killed with they called it a Rambo style knife. Yeah. And they still do not have a suspect. And now we're going on day number 10. So this lead story from FoxNews.com says the one big error that expert says Idaho police made in the student slaying case as the mystery grips the nation. And basically what they're saying is they're saying now that they believe that these victims were targeted. It was not some sort of random thing because the people in Moscow, I don't know what you call it, Idaho, they're on edge because they're like, oh my goodness, we got a mass killer walking our streets. And so, what are we supposed to be, what are we supposed to do? Well, now they're coming out there and they're saying that it was a targeted, it's an isolated, targeted incident. But they're declining to say which of the four victims were targeted or why they even believe that to be true. And so I guess that's what they're saying is releasing information to the public about who was targeted and why may improve the quality of tips that the authorities receive. So the biggest problem they've done or the biggest mistake is that they're not giving the public enough information in order for the public to help with any additional tips. And here we are 10 days later. Oh, boy. The mass shooting suspect from Colorado, the one who shot up the gay bar, I guess now he's coming out as non-binary. Okay. And so he's now made his first virtual court appearance. He's being held without bond. This non-binary guy. Okay, that's weird. And then Cristiano Ronaldo, back to soccer. He's officially off the roster after a bombshell interview, and this is what pertaining to Manchester United. They've mutually parted ways now. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We do have slow traffic. If you are moving westbound out of Pensacola towards Mobile, you're going to see some slowdowns due to an accident. This is before you get to the Baldwin Beach Express. So keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking great on our roads. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111 and drive safe tonight, as David was saying. But this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about this massive poll being done about Thanksgiving. The most popular answer to when you should start Thanksgiving is between 3 and 4:30. Is turkey your favorite Thanksgiving food? Only 18% said yes. 55% of people prefer white meat. And then so let's get in a couple other ones here. Does ham belong on the Thanksgiving table? Well, for my dad was always like, you can get rid of the turkey, just keep the ham. He was always what do they call that? Honey ham, whatever. Honey baked ham or something. I don't know. He liked the one with the ham that has way too much sugar on the outside of it. He was even saying that just the other day. I was talking to him. He goes, yeah, you can keep your turkey. I'd rather just have ham on the table. Well, 51%. It's a very close vote. 51% said yes, keep ham on the table. And 49% said no. Do you like your potatoes smooth? Or should they have a little lumps in them? At least a few lumps. Smooth or lumpy? Well, I use the potato pearls, so I don't think you can make potato pearls lumpy, can you? I'm just kidding. I don't make potato pearls. That was a joke. That's dehydrated. So there's, yes, honey glazed ham. Thank you. Yes, that's the one my dad likes. He liked the honey glazed ham. And I don't know, the honey part's only on the outside, right? I mean, it doesn't get into the meat of the ham. But then you're doing a salty sweet combination there, because the outside of the ham is sweet and the inside is salty. And so then you're doing a salty sweet mixture there. I don't know. It's just that's what he likes. So, by the way, going back with the lumps, 62% of people said yes with the lumps. Yes with the lumps. So, and is sweet potato casserole better with the marshmallows on top? I that's a no-brainer, yes, to me. But apparently it's not a no-brainer. Only 51% said yes. 49% said no, keep the marshmallows off. I like sweet potatoes just plain, just how they are, just like sweet potatoes. But if somebody's going to give me an option between regular sweet potatoes by themselves and sweet potatoes with brown sugar and marshmallows on them, I'm going to take the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows and the brown sugar. Also, is it okay for you to play Christmas music on Thanksgiving? 52% said yes. 29% are fine. And 14% said yes, but only after dinner. Ben Skull right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.